Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope in this world wherever we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. And we get to dive into the deep, deep revelations of our Lord. Once again, I want to welcome you all, and I would like us to start today on a Thanksgiving mood. So if you're excited to be alive this morning, I want you to take a second of your time to begin to appreciate the one who has made this possible. Unto immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for a brand new week. Thank you for today. Thank you for the ninth day in this month. Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and this is our own very online devotion. This is a platform where we get to share the Word of God, where we get to start our day with the manual from God. If you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Grab your pens, your journals, and your Bible, and let's get into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, based in Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adebuyi, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says godly wisdom versus worldly wisdom. Godly wisdom versus worldly wisdom. Our aim today is taken from hymn 3, from our Open Heaven Manual, hymn 3, Ancient Words. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Philippians chapter 1 to chapter 4. Philippians from chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19, which says, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness." 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19. "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness." Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, from verse 25 to 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, from verse 25 to 29. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 25 it reads, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. We can find this in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 19. The scripture above tells us that a wise man can be stronger than 10 mighty men put together. Therefore, one can say that having wisdom is a very good thing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, the Bible says, Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish and wisdom of this world? From the scripture above, we know that there is something called the wisdom of this world, and that God can turn the wisdom into foolishness. However, the question is, what is the wisdom of this world? The wisdom of this world is any kind of wisdom that is not of God. In other words, any kind of wisdom that does not agree with the word of God is the wisdom of this world. It may seem good and also seem to yield temporary results, but if it is not of God, it will eventually become foolishness. In the same scripture that was quoted above, the Bible tells us that when the wisdom of this world was turned into foolishness, the wise men of the world were nowhere to be found. They could no longer make sense. They could no longer make a case for their kind of wisdom. Some people are boasting now, arguing that their kind of wisdom is the best because it appears to be yielding results for them, either in helping them to make money or to get into position of power, and so on. However, because their wisdom is not based on the word of God, a time is coming when they will hide their faces in shame because it will be made foolishness. Beloved, do not be moved by the method and recommendations of men, even though they might seem very logical, if their recommendations are not based on what the word of God says, they are foolishness, and you should not partake of such. The Lord has superior wisdom for you, and he said that you only need to ask in order to get it, like we see in James chapter 1 verse 5. When you begin to use his wisdom, you may seem foolish at first to the people who are using the wisdom of the world. But I tell you from experience, sooner or later, you will have excellent results. Better still, your results will endure, and you will keep on excelling. Long after the so-called results of the people who relied on the wisdom of the world have been forgotten. Today's open heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please give me your wisdom so I can live a fulfilled life. Father, please give me your wisdom so I can live a fulfilled life. Have you been blessed by today's open heaven and you would like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share the message? You can share by visiting our website on www.gracefulasready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share the link. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's also available on our mobile app, which is on Play Store and Apple Store. You can just download to enjoy all our exciting shows lined up for you throughout the day. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.